And you're welcome back to The Green Room. It's time for a cultural roundup this week. And our special guests this week are Stephanie O'Brien and Jude Schwepp from Just Theatre Company, whose new production, Ourselves Alone, is playing in the Samuel Beckett Theatre in Dublin all week. And Jude and Stephanie, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for joining us. As always, if you want to keep us posted of events, greenroom@newstalk.ie is the email address, or you can pop us a message on Facebook, which is Orla Barry News Talk. Ourselves Alone by playwright Anne Devlin. Those people who might be able to cast their minds back to theatre in the 1980s might remember it being staged back in the 1980s and winning plenty of awards at the time. Why did you decide to do it again, Stephanie, first of all?
Well, it was actually Jude who came to me with the idea, because we were a couple of Irish actors in London who felt that we didn't have the control we wanted over our careers or the kind of work we got involved in. So when we got together, Jude presented me with a play that she'd done in a production in the UK 10 years previously, but had always dreamt of doing it again with a proper cast, a proper team, a really committed plan, a high quality production. And we just went for it. We just thought it was a great script, and we thought it was really interesting that the context of the political climate at home had changed, and being Irish people in the UK makes us also aware of the political climate. And we thought, you know what, wherever you set this story, women, the struggle, love, sacrifice, these are all things which are inherent in women's experience of war, wherever you set them, whether it was Northern Ireland, Iraq, Afghanistan. It was a conversation we had repeatedly, which kept all the issues that they face really prevalent even today.
Mm. Because it is set and it tells the story of three women during the conflict, during the Troubles in the North. What exactly period is it set in, Jude? Is it set in the 1980s or which kind of year?
Yeah, it's
kind
set
of year?
Just after the period when the hunger strikers died, so around 1985. So it's still a very, it's a very kind of fraught period. You know, there's tension. It's a very, it's a dangerous period as well. It's still a very dangerous period. But I think what we've tried to do with it is move away from the political landscape, I suppose, and focus very much on the relationships of the women, the relationships between the women and their men, the women and their father, and just sort of really bring out the drama in it and bring out, you know, the human relationships, because that's what we're interested in, you know, as theatre makers. It's, I suppose, if you like, the political scene is the backdrop for it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was very much the sort of the incredible relationship that develops between the three women. And as every Irish actress will know, there's very few really, really good roles for women. So when I first saw this play and I saw three amazing female